Sussex with Neil Pringle.
It's not quite the work experience we're talking about, but anyway, 81333, start the text with radio if you want to give us a headline to mark England getting through to the World Cup finals, or tell us about your work experiences. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're starting off with that this morning. It's our top story. It's being claimed that young people desperately seeking experience in an increasingly competitive jobs market are being exploited by employers who are using them as free labour. Debate's being held today in Sussex looking at the issue, and it's, I suppose it's that catch-22 situation. You can't get a job without the skills and experience, but you can't get the skills and experience without a job, which is why, obviously, it's tempting to go down the work experience route. With UK unemployment at around about 8% at the moment, competition for jobs, though, has never been higher, raising the question of whether some employers are actually exploiting this situation. Let's talk to two of the contributors at tonight's event, being hosted by Brighton and Hove Chamber of Commerce, Sam Rhodes, the University of Brighton's Career Service Manager, and Fiona Martin, who specialises in employment law at Martin Searle Solicitors. Thanks for joining us. Good morning to both of you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. Sam, let me start with you. I mean, what's the inherent problem with work experience? When does work experience become exploitation?
In our view, it becomes exploitation when the experience doesn't just become a case of the graduates, in our case from the university, getting skills and development, but it's actually providing economic value for the employer. When it starts providing economic value for the employer, but no actual economic value for the intern, then we feel that that's exploitation.
Right, OK. But presumably there's no point the person being there if they're not doing something, so there's always going to be a bit of economic value there for the employer, isn't there?
There is, but when it becomes over a long term, then really that is exploitation.
Hmm. Even if they're paid sort of travelling expenses, that sort of stuff, and they are getting good experience, you think if it goes on longer than what, 2 or 3 weeks, then it's exploiting?
It can go on for a bit longer than that. I mean, there's some good guidance issued by the Chartered Institute of Personal Development where they say the intern and the employer should negotiate some sort of arrangement whereby it's clear what the intern is going to get from the experience, and over that, then they can work out how long that should last for, and make sure. And when the worker or the intern who's not being paid feels that they've got what they wanted and they're not really gaining any more, then really it should become a paid opportunity.
Right. Your experience, are there some employers who take the mickey?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's some sectors, for example, the politics and media, where it's well known that people are joining, doing opportunities for no pay, and that brings us on to another issue, really, is that if these opportunities exist, then really it should be a case of being freely available to anybody and not just for people who they know.
Right. You're saying that in politics and media, has it become expected that people will do this and therefore it is mickey-taking?
It has, really, yes.
Right. OK, fair enough. But, I mean, if you want to... Someone said earlier, if you want to get a job, get off your bottom and get in there, and try and put a brave face on it.
To an extent, yes. I mean, we at the university, we run an internship programme, and we advertise paid internship opportunities only. And for many of the opportunities we've got advertised, we have many Sussex businesses placing vacancies with us. And for many of them, we can offer funding support from a major national bank. So there are opportunities for employers to get financial assistance with the internship opportunities offered by us.
OK. Sam, thank you, from the University of Brighton Career Service. Fiona Martin, Head of Employment Law at Martin Searle Solicitors in Brighton. Fiona, does the law help us out with internships and work experience?
I mean, there are some sort of issues for employers when they think about this, because volunteers and interns can come under sort of various categories depending on how the contract's created. They can be employees, workers, or neither. And it's very easy, if it's not thought out at the beginning, to end up in a situation where you've created a contract you didn't want to create. I think Sam's point about the CIPD is very good. I mean, it's...
CIPD, just remind me?
Chartered Institute of Personnel Development. Mm-hmm. They drew up an internship charter in 2009, and it provided a guide for employers, and they set out six basic principles And this is really about the quality. I mean, duration is an issue, and that's one of the principles, but it looks at recruitment, so it looks at equal ops recruitment, which is open advertisements, so that it's not just who you know, inductions, treatment, so that it's not just routine tasks that are assigned, but something that's really going to give some really good work experience, supervision, so that the work that they do is, you know, training, payment and duration. If it is, it's whether or not it is paid. Obviously, it's got to comply with the national minimum wage legislation, but at a minimum, reasonable travel expenses should be covered. And what they do say about payment, because this is, after all, what the debate's all about tonight, is, you know, when is it ever okay not to pay somebody? What it says is that, you know, payment will attract a wider talent pool, because there'll obviously be people out there who can't afford to go and work for free. And then finally, the last one is reference and feedback, so that you know, work experience becomes of real value, and they do get a reference and feedback about the work that they've done, so they can use that, so that they're not in that chicken and egg situation, that they can go out and apply for jobs.
Okay, Fiona, thank you. Fiona Martin there, Head of Employment Law at Martin Searle Solicitors in Brighton. I know...